Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chayavir Vashen Miriam, L'Bracha V'Atzlacha, V'Chol Ma'aseh Yadeha. In the Gemara in Kedushin, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we see the Pasuk Soni Matanas Yichya. And the Sefer Mishmar Levi from Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger was not only one of the Gedolim of our door, but one of the greatest Ohavei Torah. You see from his writings how much love and excitement he had from every little piece of Torah. So it's a pleasure, Baruch Hashem, he was Mizakeh the Olam with many, many Sfarim, Mishmar Levi. So it's always a pleasure to read, learn together some of his Torah. He was Nifter a number of years ago. There's a beautiful Sefer out about him. You can read about his life. Called Rabbi Moshe Mordechai, and let's begin. This letter is written at the end of Adar Sheni in the year Tavshin Samach Hei, 2005. Hinei Maran Hagon Reb Chatzkel Sarna Zetzokol Hispatlusa Lugabe Rashke Bahaga Rabdet Shabin Haisa Neira. The Bittel of Rav Chatzkel Sarna was the Chevron of Rosh Yeshiva to the Rashke Bahag, Rosh Kol Pnei Agola, Rosh Kol Pnei Agola, the Chabina Rav, Rav Dov Beresh Weidenfeld, who was a Rav in he was a businessman, but he was a businessman in Ukola Tarakula. He was a Rav in Russia. Later he came to Eretz Israel. So Rav Chatzkel was mamish mevatel himself to the Chabina Rav. So the Rav Chatzkel with his gaonus was able to chap the godless of the Chabina. He once asked him, he had a shayla about Soni Matanos Yichya. Is this shayach when the giver is a goy? The person giving the gift is a goy, is it still shayach to say Soni Matanos Yichya? And Rav Chatzkel said, I looked around, I didn't find anything. Should one also hate receiving gifts from a guy? Or is it only a Jew one should avoid receiving gifts from, but not from a guy? And al atar, on the spot, the Doviv Meisharim, the Chabiner, answered, it's a Sma. The Sma at the end of Simon Reish Mem Tes says that the reason that one shouldn't receive gifts is because when he receives gifts, he can't give tochacha to the giver for all of the avlis that he does. Somebody comes and gives me $100, and then I want to give him musar afterwards. I'm going to think five times before I say a word, because he's giving me matanas. But if I don't take gifts, then I can feel free to say what I want. That's the problem when the board pays the rabbi's salary. The rabbi can't speak freely. The salary is already coming to him. But here we're talking about matanas. All the more so when he's receiving matanas, he's not going to want to give tochacha. Zakta Chabin or a goy, it's not shaykh. There's no chiyuv to be mochiach a goy, like it says in Rashi and Sanhedrin on 75a. And Rav Chatzkel Gaita Rois von Kailin, we had some Akelim, he was mispoil. On the spot, he put together the Sma, the Rashi and Sanhedrin, and he came up with an answer. That a goy is not shaykh, because the reason you're not allowed to receive gifts is because you're not going to give tochacha. And a goy you're not chayef to give tochacha to, like Rashi says. The mele is no inyan of soni matanas yichya by a goy. Continues from Moshe Mordechai that recently I saw a new sefer, who asked a shayla if soni matanas is only on chafatzim, or is it also on favors? Shouldn't receive favors. Is that also included in Soni Matanos Yichya? And the answer in the Sefer is that we only find chafatz, and we only find that you shouldn't receive objects, but we don't find that you shouldn't take favors. However, what about the Sma? The Sma of the Chabina Rav. What do you mean the Sma of the Chabina Rav in Tosas and Ksubis? It says that Rav Asi, about Rav Asi, Haser Mimcha Ikshus Peh. As if Rav Asi is Machadish, those words. So Tosfos says, it's a pasuk. But Rav Asi would always say it, so it's like belongs to Rav Asi. Look there in the Chasam Sofer, Ksubas Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Al Kopanim, according to the Sma that the Chabina Rav liked to bring, or brought, so to speak, he made a kinyan on this Sma, so it would apply also to favors. It would apply to favors as well, because somebody does me favors, I'm not going to give them tochacha afterwards, so I shouldn't receive favors. So Moshe Mordechai said, I thought I was going to get an answer. Pshh! Great heara, great makar. But what was the answer? The answer is, Ein lemeidim halacha mipi taimim. He wrote a letter to the person who brought this raya, and the person said back, nah, that's just a reason given. But the lemaisa, Esoni matanas yichi, is only chafotzim, even though the reason might apply also to favors. But lemaisa, the pasuk says, matanos, which are gifts, which is something physical, concrete, so it's not favors. And when we're zeichet et chiyas hameisim, I'm going to have to go up to the Doiviv Meisharim and to the Dlois Yechezko of Chatzkel Sarn and tell them, Ein lemeidim halacha mipi taimim. And that would also knock off the reason for the guy. The guy also, we said, you can receive a favor from a guy because there's no problem with tochacha, but the pasuk, but that's just a tam. If you say we don't accept the tamim, then you have to say that you're not allowed to receive a gift, that you're not allowed to receive a gift even from a guy, even though the tam doesn't apply. Because you don't learn halacha from reasons. So why taka weren't they makabel this idea of ein lemeidim halacha mipi tamim? So Schulzinger writes another letter, 24th of Adar Beis, Tovshin Samech Hei. He writes, Shleimchen la'olam yizgei l'chada, should have a great peace forever. Kibalti achshav b'simcha v'anat sumes gilyona yada v'tahirim tapuchei zav b'maskiyo is kesef Dovor alofanov. Vehine Rav Guvrei. The Hadras Gaino Shlit Eliyashir Hidur Mecharifus Noiro Kamoshos the Kamadivri Asmaisis. I received your pure letter. Smam is beautiful. It's gold. It's silver. It's clear. You write so beautifully with such charifus. However, it's not so pashut. Because we know that Reb Shimon, Hatana Aloki, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, is Dorish time of the Kra. And based on his time, sometimes he's mitzam saying the din that the Torah said. Look in Tosis and Soit, and Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and Git Mem Beis, Mem Tes Amud Beis. And whether we paskin la halacha, Darshin, in time of the Kra or not, the Kesef Mishnah talks about it, the Stechema talks about it, that's a big discussion. Whether we do Darshin, the reason for the Psukim, or the reason for the Psukim or not. However, comes along Rabbeinu HaKadosh Ish HaLoikim, HaChazon Ish, the Heilige, Heilige Chazon Ish. And what does he say? He shows numerous places in Shas where we paskin al pi tam, not only according to Reb Shimon, but Lekulei Alma, we're paskining halacha based on tamim. And the Chazon Ish explained that in those places, it's not that we're darshaning time of the Kra. That's pshat in the pasuk. There's darshaning time of the Kra that you have a pasuk, and then you're trying to expound the reason, which is external to the pasuk. And sometimes that is the pasuk. That's pshat in the pasuk. Look in the Chazon Ish in Kedushin Daf Chaf Aleph. So if the pasuk would say, Adin stami hechleiti chayavim lisno matanos, lo lakachas matanos. So if the pasuk would say, Mamish, you have to hate matanas. Don't take matanas. So then the Sma would be giving time of the Kra. Why? Why do you have to hate matanas? Why shouldn't you take matanas? But here the pasuk says, Soine matanos yichye. And from this Chazal learned the Midas Chasidus, look in the Shulchan Aruch, Hoshim Mishpat, Sof Semen Reish Mem Tes, Shalal Kabul matanas. So when the Sma says that you're not going to give him tochacha, he's not giving the reason for the pasuk. He's saying pshat in the pasuk, the perish in the pasuk. Nizdaloshan of the sma, reish mem tes, siv kot and dal, v'sonim matanos yechia pasuku, mishlei tes vav, v'darish la gemara kem bereg, reish perakimu de kedushin, v'kavanas razal, de derech b'nei adam, li yois lo, t'achar mamun, b'soivrim, l'hachi yois nafshoi, v'nefesh besa. V'kamer de adarab, v'sonim matanos yechia, Ki So Chazal mean, when they bring this pasuk, that it's the way of man to be lahut achar mamon. They want to. The people go nuts after money because they think it'll give them life. If I get presents, this will be life for me. And here it says fakert soine matunos yichye. That if you hate matanos, that will give you life. Because if you're low tachar matanos, if you're running after gifts, then you have to be machnif people, you have to flatter them. You're not going to give them tochacha. Look in the Prisha. Prisha writes of Zevade Gar Misala Atzma, Mashen Kanam Avaz, Son of Matanos, Sensor Chlaf Mishum Adam. You call yourself death when you're not machnif people. When you receive gifts and you're machnif people, Mashenken, if you hate matanos, that's what's going to give you life. So you want to have life. Life is to give people tochacha. Life is to give people tochacha. An interesting way of looking at life. But that's life. Life is living the emes. Person receives gifts, that's death. So according to the biur of Aduneinu Kedoshenu Asma, it's not the reason for the pasuk. That is the pasuk. Sonimat, you want to have true life? Make sure not to receive gifts. Because true life is being able to give tochacha. So kumta is a kula and a chumra. What's the kula? The kula is you can be makabel matanos migoy. Because you're not chayiv to be mochirchem, mochirch to chirsa misecha. Like Rashi writes in Sanhedrin 9 Hamad Aleph, the male is no chayiv tochacha, is no misa. So soni matanos shel goy is not included in yichya and the pasuk. And that's the kula of the doiviv meishara mitzad sheni. We have a chumra. It's not only monetary gifts of chafotzim. It's also favors that people do for you. And you're not going to give them tochacha. So you're not allowed to receive favors. Now it's interesting that if you look in the Sma, he tells you to look in the Prisha. The Prisha brings two reasons. The first reason he says is because when a person hates gifts, then he's going to live because he's going to have bitachon. And the second reason he says is like the Sma. But according to the first beer of the Prisha, that's about having bitachon, then it doesn't matter if it's a Jew or a Goy. You're not allowed to receive gifts from anybody, because if you receive gifts even from a Goy, it's going to take away from your bitachon. So that's Misa. Misa, according to the first beer of the Sma, of the Prisha, is not having bitachon. So you see here a halacha that you have to have bitachon. And that's taka the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch on the tour. Choshem Mishpat Sof Simen Reish Mem Tes. You have to be botech b'Hashem. And if you go to Ramat El-Chanan, Zilberstein lives. So he loves giving chidot. Where does the Torah Shulchan Aruch paskin to be botech b'Hashem at the end of Reish Mem Tes? And the Saba Minavardik, the altar of Navardik, probably already thought of that, and he would be so happy. That was his whole thing. Bitachon, bitachon. He would sign Beis, Beis, Baal Bitachon. V'lo emna milichtov, and I'm not going to refrain from writing. V'lam aretz vasi kamoni akolu chidish. For me, I'm such an Am Aretz. Everything I learn is Chiddush for me. You know, call it Torah Kula. You say, start a Rashba, he'll tell you the whole Rashba Baal Peh, but he calls himself an Am Aretz. So when we started Daf Yomi, for many years he gave Shirma Daf Yomi. Meseches Brachas, Daf Vav Amid Beis, my time Yisham Yiftach B'Shem Hashem, da Havalei Levtoach B'Shem. So it's Moiridik that already at the beginning of Shas, we have this Havalei Levtoach B'Shem. If you have to have Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would come out that according to the Sma, you're not allowed to receive only from Jews, but from Goyim you're allowed to receive. Because you don't have to give them tochacha, but according to the Bir of the Prisha, you're not even allowed to receive from Goyim. However, the Lashon of the Tur Shulchan Aruch is Liftoach Bashem, which is Shayach even by a Goy. You shouldn't receive gifts from a Goy because that takes away from your bitachon that you're depending on people. And the Sma only writes the second reason, it's not Shayach to a Goy. Why isn't the Sma going with the Shulchan Aruch? The Gra writes, Ocher Besoy Boitzea Betza Vesoyni Matanos Yichia Perish Boitzea Betza Shema Asif Tamid Moment Shena Shalosov Shikam Besoy Yutom Emeno Venechar. If a person is Botzea Betza, he's always taking money that's not his. So then at the end, his house is going to be taken from him. But Mishasoni Matnoto Matanos, that's the beginning of the pasuk. Oicher Besoy, you're going to destroy your house if you're Botzea Betza, you're always taking what doesn't belong to you. But Soni Matanos, if you hate gifts, then you live. Aber Misha Noita Matanos. Im Shaino Oicher Besoy, Ach Machmut Shemitzape, Ve'enov Yechlu Leis Yukrav. The fun of Minchas Nedavim, Matana Tova, Kasher Metchilasu Yumshach, Vopam Shlo Yuvala Yoshev Bitzar, Vizel Sonim Matanas Yechav Shechayv Chaim, Hefuch Oiv, Mitzapla Matanas Shechayv Einu Chaim. And a person waits for gifts. So his life isn't a life, because he's always waiting. Am I going to get him? Am I going to get him? Am I going to get him? Mashenken, if you don't want gifts, you're fine. You have nothing. Nothing to worry about. And this would obviously apply to a Goy also. You're always waiting. When is this Goy going to give me my gifts? When you wait for things, it's mamish disease. Anyway, sweetest friends, we will, Mir Tashem, continue this next time. We have a lot more to do. And we should be zeichel lilmo du lami lishma belasa the time is called divrei sama teresa viyahava. Amen vi amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.